Preface for the skeptical reader. This book does not propose a new physical theory. It does not introduce new forces, particles, constants, or equations. It does not claim to derive existing laws from deeper mechanisms. It does not compete with standard physics. If you are looking for any of those, this is not that book. What this book actually claims. The sole claim made here is a structural one. Descriptions that accumulate contradiction, drift, or incoherence under repetition, noise, scale, or combination cannot function as physical laws. This is not an ontological claim about what the universe does. It is a constraint on what can count as an explanation. No deeper mechanism is asserted or required. Why this is not trivial? One might object that this claim is obvious. If so, it is odd how rarely physics is taught or discussed as if it were true. Students are routinely presented with laws as axioms, with little sense of why linearity dominates. Why conservation is unavoidable. Why probability replaces determinism. Why fields replace action at a distance. Why geometry replaces force. Why quantum mechanics appears at all. This book does not rederive these results. It shows why alternatives fail. What this book is not doing. To avoid misunderstanding, several interpretations are explicitly rejected. This is not a teleological story about nature choosing laws. This is not an optimization principle or selection process. This is not an anthropic argument. This is not a claim that elimination is a physical force. This is not an attempt to reduce physics to logic. The framework is meta-explanatory, not generative. Why elimination is the right word and the wrong one? The word elimination is used here cautiously. Nothing is claimed to be actively eliminated in nature. Rather, descriptions that fail to remain coherent under repeated use erase their own explanatory power. They cannot be retained as laws because they no longer support prediction, consistency, or reuse. In this sense, elimination is not an event. It is a logical boundary. Scope and limits. This framework explains why laws are few. Why they are stable. Why they look universal. Why they reappear across domains. It does not explain why the universe exists. Why constants take specific values. Why there is something rather than nothing. Stopping here is not a weakness. It is the difference between explanation and speculation. On falsifiability. This book does not offer a falsifiable hypothesis in the narrow experimental sense. What it offers instead is a coherence test. If the framework contradicts known physics, sneaks in hidden assumptions, collapses under self-application, or explains everything by explaining nothing, then it should be rejected. The reader is invited to try. Why this is worth reading anyway? Even if you reject the framing entirely, the approach has practical value. It aligns closely with how working physicists reason informally. Clarifies why certain mathematical structures dominate. Reduces the temptation to treat laws as arbitrary or mystical. Provides a unifying pedagogical spine without oversimplification. At minimum, it is a way of teaching physics that makes coherence, not authority, do the work. A final clarification. This book does not claim that physics emerges from elimination. It claims only that what survives elimination is all we can ever coherently call a law. Nothing more is needed. Nothing less is honest. If you want, I can tune this preface for a philosophy of science audience. Make a shorter one-page skeptical disclaimer. Or add footnote-style clarifications that preempt common objections. Just tell me the audience you want to harden it against.